After.
And if you've been living in a city, he believes things you didn't know, did you?
That's right. So I was living up there.
So you didn't know about a heap of things if you were raised in the city.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes. I've been through Birmingham. But I never stayed in Birmingham. Never had any connection with Birmingham.
Oh, let me check this. Excuse me. Were you still?
I had a...
Thank you.
One of my daughters that lived in... she was Helen Keller's first cousin. And her mother raised with Helen Keller in Tuscumbia. And then she taught school in Selma. And still lives in Selma. She's got 90s old. But I have never visited in Alabama. I've just been here. And I don't know much about Alabama. Very dear friend that lives in Tuscaloosa. I don't know how his name is. I didn't think so. Andalusia, Alabama. Andalusia, Alabama. She and I were college friends, and she lived in Atlanta, College Park, till her husband died. And then her daughter married and lived in Andalusia. And so she moved out there and was in an apartment out there where she could see her daughter. Daughter can help her. But I don't know a great deal about Alabama. And Elizabeth Lasker was a girl from Tuscumbia who was Helen Keller's cousin. I roomed with when I first went to Agnes Scott, and she didn't stay there that year.
She moved on.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Well, I had a few more questions about what you're going to eat and what you call. So you have different things to.
Well, now Christmas and Thanksgiving and all, you have a big.
Could you describe a big food thing?
Well.
And what people did.
Well, you would you would likely have either some fruit to begin with, or a fruit dish. I don't like soups much in my house. I didn't have soups. I would start off with grape soup or something like you have for breakfast or something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm no fool about soups, but usually for any formal meal, you start with soup.
Mm-hmm.
But I always have been a law unto myself, and I didn't like soups. I didn't have them much. Well, I had to have them so much because my husband had ulcerated stomachs. And I had to use soup, so I just kept playing against all soups. I don't drink any soup here. And you would start naturally with a soup. And we'd usually have turkey with a good dressing. We'd usually have candied sweet potatoes to go with that meal. With that turkey, and then with our dressing and gravy and rice, of course you always had rice. Then you would have candied sweet potatoes. And my mother always had a beautiful dish of baked apples. They were always so pretty. And I've got to where I bake mine when they get the whole lot of stick, cut them with candy in the hole. You bake them about, it gives them such a spicy taste, and the color's pretty too.
Did you make
matter.
Anything else with apples? So you make other kind of dishes?
Yes, we make apple sauce.
Uh-huh.
You put a little spice in with it after you cook your apples. And make a nice apple sauce, and there's so many things you can make with apple sauce too. You can use it in your cooking in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very fond of apples you use to be cooked, but she would have the prettiest baked apple, big platter. Beautiful baked apples. And of course we had cranberries. You couldn't have turkey without cranberries. And
talk about, excuse me, I want to get some different things you might make with apples.